After the tone, please speak your name into the telephone. Thank you. Please remain on the line. Hold for acceptance. This is a prepaid call from...
Hi, honey, I love you.
An inmate at a correctional facility. Your call has been accepted.
Hi, honey.
Hi, honey.
You doing okay?
Yeah, I just got done with the doctor.
How'd it go?
160. 11 weeks.
Yeah. July 4th?
Yeah, he said July 4th or 5th. He got the 5th, but they did the 4th, so.
Okay.
He said, which one you want? I said, I don't care. He goes, we'll leave it at the 4th for right now. The 24th, I have ultrasound.
Yeah.
I have to go all the way to Kalamazoo for it.
You do? Why?
Because they don't have one in there anymore.
I wonder why.
That lady went somewhere else, and then now they're working on getting somebody else in there. Too bad I didn't do that.
Yeah. Well, congratulations.
I think I need to go take my tire apart or something. It keeps going soft on me.
No, that's not good. Well, tell my dad or your dad or something.
Yeah, I'm going to switch vehicles with my dad right now. So he can pick up the kids if he needs to.
Yeah. Anybody talk to Sherry?
Did I talk to Sherry?
Did anybody talk to her?
I'm sure your mom did. I didn't.
Yeah.
Your mom talked to Kelly, too.
Yeah. She said she didn't really say too much. She just said that, you know, Kelly said the same thing Joe and Tom basically said.
Yeah. But Tom knows your paperwork, so... I either got to get it from him and fill it out, or he's got to turn it in or something.
Okay.
So he's ready to go. She said she's coming back.
Yeah. Good.
It's taking me to breakfast.
Your dad is?
Huh?
Who is?
My dad.
That's nice of him.
He switched me vehicles, and he said, I'll just meet you at Coney Island and buy you breakfast.
You guys probably need that.
He's the only one, I think, that doesn't know yet. My mom wanted to wait till after today.
Mm-hmm. That'll be definitely a bright.
Mm-hmm. You okay?
Yeah. You know,
I think now we can email each other.
No, I don't know how that works. Maybe somebody... Do you know how the email system works once you get there?
It's on JPay's thing.
You can email people from JPay. You can email them to JPay?
Yeah.
How do you... I think they let you use the computer so many, what, once a day or something? She knows that I gave it to her already. She doesn't know how to... 5, 7... I'm not sure I can tell you what it is.
SecurePackage.com.
So if she goes to SecurePackage.com, she can order my food for me. Okay. All right, thank you. You can go to SecurePackage.com, and it'll be waiting for me when I get to quarantine.
Oh, okay. I'll do that then, SecurePackage.com. I'm going to try JPay again today, and I'll try whatever that secures, too, if I have to.
healthcarepackage.com and the JPay. But she sets up the JPay account, right? Yeah.
Yeah, I saw how to set it up. It wouldn't let me. It said you might not be signed up yet or whatever.
Okay.
I tried every number on there, and I figured it was the MDOC number, but
yeah.
It didn't work for 3 days in a row.
You're allowed to send me a care package once every 3 months.
Of anything?
A care package once every 3 months, and that's like for my food and commissary stuff. And
uh-huh.
That's separate from commissary? Okay. It's separate. They can't touch your secure package. Okay. The care package. It's separate. It's separate from all that. They can't take any money from that, I guess.
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm worried. I heard all the fees. I'm like, well, somebody told me they take 50% of whatever I put on there, so.
Well, from what I hear is you put it on there up to $80 is your package, by the way. But so once you put that on there while I'm at quarantine, then I'll be able to get my TV as soon as I get there, and then I'll start paying on my fines and stuff.
Okay.
That's how that works.
You're in your own room or what?
There could be two of us.
You get a TV in quarantine?
No. But you send the TV
in. Oh, when you get out. Okay. I got you.
There's no TV in quarantine. It's a very, very small cell.
All right. I saw on JPay where they do, like, the emails and stuff. So I just couldn't get you an account set up.
I don't know how they do it and stuff, but I know they allow the email stuff. I just don't know what level. I don't know anything about all that.
I know. We'll figure it out.
Me to a level 2 so I can walk and stuff and keep my legs feeling good. But
what you would do.
All the kids doing good?
Yeah, Jack had a headache. He stayed home today, but
mm-hmm.
They got 5 kids out in their classroom.
Oh.
So I just kept him home. I don't know if he's getting it or what.
Yeah.
But other than that, everybody's okay.
Yeah.
I went for their, Mariah said they were getting principal's awards today, so I went for their thing, and it was just pies thrown in the teacher's face. Like, I thought you told me. She's like, I thought they were doing them today. Probably next Wednesday, the last day of school.
Yeah.
What's that?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be up tomorrow. Try to set up an appointment with some rude people.
Yeah, I'll try to. I'll let you know what's going on. I'll let you know. I think they're going to do it Saturday at the normal visit. An extended.
They are doing it. No, they think you think that's going to be your only visit?
I think so.
That's not fair.
They're not very nice to me.
That doesn't mean everyone can come see you then.
Right. Well, the one officer said that, you know, as many people can scrunch in there, you know, is what he told me. So I don't know. Maybe they'll let me do it right after visits or something. I don't know. I'll ask.
Well, visits go up. Okay. Took the last visit 7 to 7:30. That's women.
Okay. I miss you so much.
I miss you too.
Today's going to be hard.
I know. Keep praying.
I am.
I'm surprised Stephanie's going to be there too, but whatever.
I'm kind of glad she is.
I know.
I said said, don't let Jim Kenney be mean to my wife. She said, I won't.
He will be. He's too dramatic to be nice.
Yep.
Part of me wants, I'm almost in Penfield, go by the little Pizza Hut there on the corner.
What were you going to say, part of you wants to what?
Wants to just have the case closed, but part of me wants to just fight. Just fight.
Yeah. I just want you and the kids to be safe and taken care of, and that's it.
You know.
I don't want any. I don't want to happen. I just want to be done, and I just want my life to go on and get over this. That's all I want.
I know. I just want it to be normal as possible.
Yeah.
Get past this and move on. I wonder if Daryl will come up there.
If Carol can?
Daryl.
She didn't come up here.
I wonder if she's going to before court. But she's going to. What time are you going over there?
Probably about 1.
Be up there around 1:15 because she wants, Stephanie wanted me to meet with her at like 1:15 or something.
Yeah. Your mom and dad going with you?
My mom is, and dad's watching kids.
Your parents go yesterday?
No.
I couldn't see everybody that was there. It was kind of hard.
It was quite a few people.
Yeah. Anybody else call or text you?
Carl called me this morning.
Carl. Oh, what'd he want?
He just said he's sorry and if I need anything to let him know.
That was nice of him.
He called for him and for Annie, I guess, was what he said. That was about it. I think I told everyone last night when I went to bed, so.
Yeah.
While I was talking to you, Jack passed out laying across my lap.
Yeah, my little baby son.
He's not much of a baby anymore. He's almost as tall as I am, comes up to my chest.
He'll always be my baby son.
I know. He's taller than Amelia.
Yeah. Tell your dad I said hi. Thank you so much for everything.
This call will be terminated in 2 minutes.
I appreciate all he's doing and has done. Means a lot to me.
I'll let him know. I love you.
I love you too.
I'll see you in a little bit.
I just lay in my bed at night and I just wish I could hug you. I'm so sissified, I know, but I just need someone, you know?
I know.
And I know you do, too. But there's no one here to hug or really talk to, you know?
I know.
I'll be seeing you in a little bit, honey, and just stay strong. It'll be okay.
Mm-hmm.
I just always
what?
Wanted, always wanted to make sure you and the family had everything you needed, and never wanted you to worry for anything. And now I just feel like you have to worry about things, and it stresses me out.
Oh my God.
What? What's that?
Well, makeup.
I'm glad our parents are so such good people. All right, honey, I love you. It's going to cut us off in a minute. They didn't say 1 minute, though.
It's been a while, though.
Yeah, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. I'll talk to you later. Right. I love you so much.
This call was terminated.